Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:10, and that is Pacific Summer Time, and today is August 26th, and it's been another just extremely volatile day. But perhaps a little bit more comforting is the fact that Wall Street is closing on the highs of the day, and that was something that it failed to do yesterday, and that was, I think, probably contributed to some of the weakness in Europe today. But what we're seeing is that the only markets that have actually made new lows beyond Monday is China. And we know what the reasons for that are, that this has been really quite a marked deterioration. And there has been a lot of commentary centering on the fact that, oh, the Chinese stimulus hasn't worked. Well, of course, central banks cutting interest rates and reducing the reserve requirements, they don't work instantaneously. And this is the kind of commentary we always get in these types of circumstances. What we conclude is that we are presented with incredibly oversold conditions in China, that the status quo is very rapidly being readjusted following the failure of the government to sustain its intervention in the decline of the stock market. Well, we don't have evidence just yet that the market has bottomed, but we are presented with some incredibly oversold conditions, and not least in Hong Kong. Well, Lenovo has had some big problems, but it's down almost 50%, and it's just been week after week after week of declines. And it's one of the largest PC manufacturers in the world, so is it going to zero? Well, I think that's very unlikely, and at some point we are going to get a relief rally in here. And that is what is looking increasingly likely, is what we're getting on Wall Street and in Europe and even in Japan. That Australia had fallen for four consecutive weeks on the ASX and was looking oversold at the 5,000 level and has bounced. But the big question for all of these indices isn't the potential for whether they're going to bounce. When you have a short-term oversold condition and you have climactic selling, well, then the chances are that you are going to get a bounce. The big question is the extent to which they're going to be able to sustain moves back above their 200-day moving averages. That would be required to really convince people that this was nothing more than a market squall. But, and people are looking at 2011 and saying, well, this is looking pretty similar to what that looked like, and you see it on a 5-year chart, and you say, well, golly, that's that looks pretty similar. But of course, prices back then were almost half what they are today, and we've already had really quite an impressive bull market that got progressively more consistent as it appreciated. I'm just going to hit the mute button and have a brief cough. One sec. Sorry about that. Well, when we then look at some of these markets and type 2 top formations, well, this isn't the end of a secular bull market. We have continued technological innovation, and we have extremely low energy prices. And not only that, but we have energy innovation. This is a revolution in the energy sector that is really unparalleled in the last, in the last decades, where we've had an increase in supply and we have major suppliers competing for market share. We have new sources of supply coming through, and then we also have solar, wind, and then there's the potential for a renaissance in the nuclear sector. That's all going to contribute to lower prices on average, particularly when your averages are from the last decade. But even in that environment, this is an oversold condition. And what we have always used as our definition for a peak oil argument is a rise in the marginal cost of production. Well, that's what we have. That it's very difficult for the shale oil producers to be competitive at $10 and $15 a barrel. That's more or less where the core of energy production is coming from. Well, it means then that it's only a matter of time, and that time has been sort of pushed out because there's so much abundant liquidity and private equity interest in the energy sector. But at some point, we are going to see the highest cost, most over-leveraged producers going bust. And you know, that is going to be a catalyst for a low in the oil price. That's going to be a catalyst for the valuations on some of these energy companies to be appreciated once more. But we haven't any great evidence of it just yet. And that doesn't mean then that we don't have an oversold condition. We do. We could get a rally from at any day now because of this oversold condition. But it means then that we don't have evidence of it. It could go lower. But how long are these very low prices below $40 a barrel likely to be sustained for? And I suspect not particularly long. Well, gold. A lot of people have been commenting that, oh, why isn't gold doing better? But of course, gold did better. It did quite a bit better. And now it's unwinding that overbought condition. Very similar situation with silver and platinum, whereas palladium has been, you know, generally weaker. And you know, the question then for gold in particular is whether it will be able to hold its recent low on this pullback. And you know, the chances are that it will. That in this kind of environment where there's increased potential for additional central bank easing, then gold, because you can't simply print it into existence, should become a more attractive asset. But it needs to do considerably more if it's going to resume or at least break the medium-term progression of lower rally highs and push back above its 200-day moving average. Well, government bonds, government bond yields were stronger in here today, and you know, I guess that feeds through to the that people are looking at the equity market and thinking, well, this is a relief rally, and there isn't nearly as much need for a safe haven in the bond market. But when you look at the yield charts, well, then the 10-year has been trending higher since February. And it's been a choppy move, but there is a progression of higher reaction lows. And then if you look at the 2-year, there's been a progression of higher reaction lows since 2013. And this year, this week's move is a bounce from the most recent of those lows. So with the Fed talking today and saying, well, you know, the outlook for raising rates isn't as bright as it was, but it might get brighter before we make our decision. In other words, they said nothing. It isn't really the question of when they raise rates, but rather that how long will it be before they raise rates again? And you know, they're going to, even if they were to raise in September, and that's looking unlikely, and some people are saying, well, October, and maybe December, and maybe not even until the beginning of next year. It means then that the potential is that we're going to see a ranging environment on stock markets, that this pullback that we've had has been deleterious to sentiment. And any significant rally will be used by very conservative people to take some profits. And the question then will be, who will be prepared to pay absolute new highs? Well, that's the wider stock market. And you know, obviously some shares have had very, very deep pullbacks. And you know, Walmart is one of those. GE, Johnson & Johnson, Colgate have had these incredible declines. You know, where you know, if you look at it on the weekly chart, it really does look like an anomaly. But we do know that prices did trade at these levels and that it's just been incredibly volatile. Well, we're well off the lows. And this isn't the kind of environment where, which is really instilling confidence. And a period of support building following any kind of relief rally does look more likely than not. But if you look at the real momentum leaders, the ones that were really quite overextended 2 weeks ago, a lot of them have totally unwound their overbought conditions and now have staged pretty impressive bounces. And Google in particular was pretty firm in here today. But you know, there really is a select group of momentum shares that have come through this squall and thought, well, this isn't really that big a deal for them in particular. But you know, it's still a very taut environment. And while there is potential here for an additional rally, I think it is way premature to think that to sound an all clear. And I think with that, I'll leave you for today, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.